on some website or another, there's an article, Why to Chant Nityananda Gauranga. Kindly tell us about the authenticity and accuracy of chanting another mantra other than Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I didn't go to the website that's mentioned. Someone who was in ISKCON and isn't now is propagating to chant on a mala, Nityananda Gauranga, something like this. Give some reasons that the chanting the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more merciful than chanting. You get more mercy than chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, when he was asked about this, he said, well, we do what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, which is to chant Hare Krishna. We chant the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. In this way we include all his associates. We don't worship him alone. So why we do it the way we do it, we chant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name in this particular form. We do so on the authority of Srila Prabhupada and previous acharyas. Apparently this particular mantra was given first by Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. It appears from all the records, it seems that he gave it in various forms, and that has become at least in the Gauriya Math, it was solidified in this form. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So on the strength of our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada giving it, we do in this way. And that may refer to various other ways of chanting, as we often hear in kirtans, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. And then maybe 10 or 12 years ago, someone introduced Nitai, 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 Nitai Gauranga. For what reason they introduced, I guess it sounds kind of interesting, more than... there's no particular siddhantic reason why they should chant Nitai 6 or 7 times and then Gauranga 1 time. In other words, it's a speculation. It's not as bad a speculation as, for instance, chanting Nitai Gaur Radhe Sham, etc., that so-called mantra. But in regard to this chanting of Nitai Gauranga, it is... one thing is, Srila Prabhupada never chanted it. He never introduced it to us. He did say that we should chant the names of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the whole Panchatattva. And he's also reported as having said that they can chant Nitai Gauranga, but I will chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. So in other words, he didn't stop devotees from chanting it, but he didn't personally introduce it, and he wasn't a great proponent of it either, which is, when I was informed of this, I used to chant Nitai Gauranga, but I just stopped, because if Prabhupada doesn't like it, then why should we do it?